From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports battles between al-Qaeda-linked fighters and Syrian government forces have left 73 people dead in a village near Aleppo. This follows what opposition politicians said were airstrikes by either Syrian government or Russian planes on a refugee camp not far from Aleppo. This eyewitness to the airstrike says the brutal Assad regime is a killer of women and children. He said, "Look here, look," as he pointed to the rubble from the airstrike. The refugee camp is 30 kilometers from Aleppo, near the border with Turkey. At least 30 people there were killed. North Korea has opened one of its biggest political meetings in 36 years. The 7th Workers' Party Congress began meeting in Pyongyang today. Meantime, the United States is in close consultation with its Asian allies to monitor the situation on the Korean Peninsula during the high-level meeting, which is expected to result in a reshuffling of some top officials. Washington also is anticipating the isolated government may take this occasion to launch a missile or conduct a nuclear test. Nigeria's Navy says militants attacked an offshore facility belonging to the petroleum company Chevron, the latest in a spate of attacks in the petroleum-rich Niger Delta region. The attacks raise fears of renewed militancy in the region, which, despite being home to most of Nigeria's oil wealth, remains poor and underdeveloped. There were no casualties in the attack, and there was no word on whether there was any oil spilled. This is VOA News.